Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. Jeff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust going all the way back to 1999. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's written so many books on that topic, on the topic of being a micropreneur, and we count on him on a regular basis to keep us up to date with what's going on. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Jeff, we lost a titan yesterday. We lost an icon. We lost a visionary. We lost one of the greats yesterday. Steve Jobs is dead.
Yeah, it was remarkable news. We knew it was coming. One of the websites a couple weeks ago released a paparazzi photo, sad as it was that it happened, but it showed him walking into a hospital, and he was gaunt and drawn and in a hospital gown and pretty sickly, and you knew that the cancer he thought, I'm presuming the cancer he thought that he had beaten 5 or so years ago had come back, and you knew that something was going on when he had to step down in August from Apple, right, and placed Tim Cook as his permanent CEO, that it was coming, and so, because this isn't a man who would step down willingly, right, from a position as the leader and the visionary of a company. Although he's gone as a leader, his vision, certainly will continue.
The interesting thing about Steve Jobs is he spent almost as much time away from Apple as he did at Apple.
Right.
He was gone a lot of years. He basically, had to leave his own company back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And didn't come back until the 90s, and so Steve Jobs is a very interesting character, but what visionary, what world class galactic visionary isn't? And he's a real some people might think he was a strange guy. He was a funny duck, but I'll tell you what,
I'm sure he was a strange quirk.
If you've heard some of his speeches, if you read some of the things he says, yeah. But here's what I know, Jeff. I don't think it's too strong a thought for me to say that if it weren't for Steve Jobs, I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now. Because I bought a Macintosh in 1984. I was already on computers, but I'd never seen anything like the Macintosh. I bought a Macintosh, and that computer and all the other dozens that I bought after that, every time the new one came out, I bought a new one and upgraded. For almost 20 years, I owned Macintoshes. And if it weren't for that technology, that unleashed some of the creative ability that I had and allowed me to take advantage of some opportunity all by myself. Without an organization, I was able to leverage the Macintosh capability that allowed me to get a better job, allowed me to prosper in that job, and then ultimately to start my own business. Jeff, you and I both started our small businesses in 89. Doing what I did, I couldn't have done it without my Macintosh.
Well,
it was my partner.
It's beyond the fact, you are on a Macintosh, I've been on a PC for years, but I posted something on my Facebook last night that said, I'm a PC guy, but I'm reading about Steve Jobs passing on an Acer tablet, which came along after the iPad launched the entire category. He didn't create just products or business. He created entire ecosystems. So
that's right.
You were on a Mac. I've always been on a PC. But I would not have a mouse on my computer or use it as gracefully as I do. Well, I don't say that I'm graceful, but the interface is.
Right.
Had Macintosh not brought that along, even though there were some forebears to that as well. So,
well, let me tell you something else, Jeff. In 89, when you started your business, all those PC programs you had got better every 6 months because they were chasing the development of programs for Macintoshes.
Absolutely.
For 20 years, the leading edge product was made for Macintosh, and the PCs were one generation behind them. I tracked it through with PageMaker. I saw that over and over again with PageMaker. So my point is, Microsoft is better because of Steve Jobs, because
everybody.
Of Apple. And they were, he set the standard for elegance and for capability and for creativity. He set the standard for all the other guys.
Absolutely.
And I think, go ahead.
He forced the industry to, he set the standard for them to follow, but he forced them, thrive or perish, innovate or perish. And he was always innovator. It was what he did. But if you wanted to be in this industry, you had to keep up, try to keep up with Steve Jobs run Apple. Now, you're right. He was away from that company for 11 years. They almost flew it into the mountainside. They brought him back to revive and save the company. And Lord knows that is exactly what he did. They had their stumbles. They had their missteps. But there is just looking across the webosphere right now and seeing all the tributes that are out there is remarkable. From kids who play on MacBooks to businesses like yours and mine and obviously much larger businesses that are run by either software, hardware that is Apple-backed or that was inspired or driven to improve because of that. You can't state it high enough.
And like you said, look at what the iPhone has, look at the pressure it put on other smartphone developers. Look at the pressure the iPad put on other tablet developers. I think it's important to point out, though, that Steve Jobs didn't do this all by himself.
Right.
He gets a lot of credit, and he deserves it. But he also did something else. He wasn't just a creative genius. He surrounded himself with people who were probably smarter than he was.
Right.
And they pull that up. We should point out that this guy was the right kind of entrepreneur, the kind that could not only had great ideas, but could inspire people and surround himself with really smart people who could help him accomplish his goals. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, in many instances, I'm a soloist, so I don't necessarily surround myself with good people, but I look for the best out there that I can collaborate with or work with among the best media and the like out there. When you run a big company, if you get stuck in it's all about me, then you flounder. And it goes south, and you've seen that so many times in so many different types of companies. The true leaders are those who just say, "Look, I'm good. I'm just going to steer the ship. You guys come along, and you help me, navigate a path. Watch out for treacherous conditions. Look
Jeff,
for new
horizons." Hold on, I got to wrap it up, folks. Steve Jobs is dead. Steve, rest in peace. We'll miss you. We're glad we knew you. 20 after, I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.